Rhinelander District Library.
And Mariel, we're going to put you on mute.
I'm not listening to
No. Perfect. We're going to mute you, and we'll unmute you shortly. Don't listen.
Totally, I'm humming to myself.
Excellent. That's hilarious. Okay, so here we go.
Okay, the Rhinelander District Library in Rhinelander, they're requesting $6,000. And Brittany?
So Rhinelander is the district library for Rhinelander and the surrounding populations. The history of this legacy program is important to have in context. I am from that area, so I can speak about it with as much as I know. But the School of Art was one of the programs that was started soon after the Guard Foundation helped build out the whole, the regional art centers. Rhinelander had a regional art center up in that area. School of Art was a very important program that happened every summer. I might be wrong on that.
For 50 years.
It was finished, it was cycled off from the University of Wisconsin in 2015. And the community felt like it was a really important program to continue. So the Rhinelander District Library has been partnering with ArtStart to bring that back. And this is the third year that it is occurring. So there have been two already that have happened. So they're looking for continued funding. This is very much built on community partnership. It is housed at the University of Wisconsin Stevens Point and their facility up in the area. The Rhinelander Public Library has a number of events that they're hosting, and the Nicolay Technical College also is hosting events. Some of them are free, some of them have a fee. Some of them are very much open to the public. Some of them are very specific to artistic practices. One thing that they did as far as evaluation this past year is they created this zine that they made sure to pull together and for promotion of the event. That was something that was new this past year. They did have that as one of the work samples. And so there's many ways of entering this point. It is also being coupled with another program that is going to be happening in the fall at the same time called Project North. And so that is going to be a music and sustainability component that is owned by another group. But for the sake of resources, everything's being stacked up. I, again, don't have any affiliation with any of these people, partially because I'm focusing on economic development and it's being done by the cultural community. So they've been pretty successful. They're definitely growing the program. And the library is the lead on this grant, so they're reflecting their budget. Project budget is very much in line as well. One thing I did find interesting in the board and staff situation, wow, I sound like a millennial. they detailed their library staff in full, but also in the supporting details, they did include the staff list from ArtStart. And I felt like that could have been weaved in much more clearly. So the management is happening both at the Rhinelander District Library, but also with ArtStart. So one of my comments is that they could have talked about that partnership in a little bit more detail. I have found it very compelling that the community was able to pick this up and restart the program of importance. And I do know that it is a focal point for the community.
Tony?
I thought this was a very well-written application, and they have impressive collaborations. They're building on experience they gained in the first 2 years, and that's evident in the application. things that would have helped would have been if they would include materials already used to launch the project in 2018, like the call for proposals and new event registration software to actually see some of those physical pieces that have been used. I think that would have been helpful, as well as preliminary promotional materials that they've used earlier this year.
Any other discussion?
I thought I muted it. For this morning, I did. It's going to be so funny.
I think you're muted.
But yeah, one way. Yeah. Oh, how funny. Yeah. Poor Maria. No idea that we're listening in. All right, please continue.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, so I was very, you know, impressed by this grant because this is a program that has run for many, many decades. You know, university, I don't know the reasons why the program was, you know, put to rest by the continuing education. But the idea was not to organize the community and continue it, but really get input, and this is something they laid out. They got input from the community and from past program, you know, students to reimagine. I mean, and if you go through the grant, if they use different wording, but the idea is that they really want to reinvent this with using that input, and I think that's one of the strengths of this grant, that it's not really just resuscitating it, but creating mm-hmm. something new out of an old template.
Great. Marcella, anything to add?
No, I agree with everything said.